FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declares a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Idalia moves closer to the state. Tampa resident Grace Cruz says when it comes to tropical weather, she always prepares for the worst.
They all are a little different, but regardless, in every situation, I always start preparing. Putting away all my patio furniture, bringing in anything out there that's loose and can fly away, getting the sandbags.
Idalia is expected to grow into a Category 3 hurricane before hitting the Gulf Coast sometime Wednesday. A House Republican aims to defund former President Trump's prosecutions until the 2024 election.
In a press release issued Monday, Congressman Andrew Clyde from Georgia, a member of the House Appropriations Committee, announced plans for two amendments to the Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agencies fiscal year 2024 appropriations bill that would, quote, prohibit the use of federal funding for the prosecution of any major presidential candidate prior to the upcoming presidential election on November 5th, 2024. One amendment would deal with federal prosecutions and the other addresses federal funding for state prosecutions. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is defending the plan to bus illegal immigrants out of Texas. In response to Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass criticizing Texas after a 10th busload of illegals were sent to the city last weekend, Patrick said the 39 people who were bused to California, just a fraction of what Texas border towns see on a daily basis. New York City's illegal immigrant crisis could spark more arrests, like this past weekend on Staten Island. Protesters from all walks of life there said they did not want illegal immigrants in their community. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Southern California is dealing with another weather-related problem. Correspondent Larry Marino of AM 870 The Answer in Los Angeles has this report.
Southern California will bake under the heat wave that's expected to bring near record temperatures to the area over the next few days.
We're looking at a heat wave developing today through Tuesday.
That's Todd Hall. He's a meteorologist for the National Weather Service.
And seeing temperatures as high as 100 to 110 degrees in some of the valley areas.
Like usual, the beaches are the best place to escape the heat.
You know, as you get closer to the coast, you know, the beaches will be much cooler, but places away from coast like downtown L.A., they'll see temperatures in the low to mid-90s.
It could make it to 108 in the San Fernando Valley. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
Operator of the Texas Electric Grid blaming a lack of wind energy for recent power problems. Senator John Cornyn says this shows the limits of green energy and there needs to be an approach that includes renewables, fossil fuels, and nuclear. News and analysis at townhall.com. State and federal agencies are scrambling to find measures to combat rising heat deaths and injuries for those who work in triple-digit temperatures.
State and federal governments have long implemented federal procedures for environmental risks, namely drought, flood, and wildfires. But extreme heat protections for workers have generally lagged. Complicating attempts to address the issue is the absence of one national standard for measuring heat deaths in the U.S.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Hawaii's electric utility acknowledged Sunday night its power line started a wildfire on Maui, but faulted county firefighters for declaring the fire contained and leaving the scene, only to have a second wildfire break out nearby and become the deadliest in the U.S. in more than a century. Hawaiian Electric Company released a statement in response to Maui County's lawsuit, blaming the utility for failing to shut off power preemptively. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 69, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 41. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 76. 80 Friday. Another look at the short range. A high of 69 today. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 71 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, brought to you by Ag Country. Right now, 57.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, and damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock.
Half of my main street's mini skirts, half of my dress for church, could use some rain and a fresh coat of paint. Half of my hometown's still hanging around, still talking about that one touchdown. They're still wearing red and black, go Bobcats, while the other half of my hometown, they all got out. Some went north, some went south, still
and Kenny is half of my hometown. Got Luke Combs on the way, Jordan Davis coming up, and Connor Smith's latest called Creek Will Ride.
I didn't know what I was getting into. to the nerd heart. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song dress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. If your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just something
Combs and Love You Anyway. If you haven't heard, he's announced another tour coming up for 2023. Growing Up and Getting Old, the tour going to continue on, coming up starting in April, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets are on sale right now through Luke Combs' website and, of course, Ticketmaster. It's good because he's got this baby going to pop here anytime. He'll have a couple months off and then he can get back out on the road. So if you haven't seen Luke, now's your chance. Get your tickets and go see him.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I've always been a rolling stone with a reckless streak. Yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars, no such thing as gone too far.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
First cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. But girl, that don't even come close to the way what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now when they say you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said,
actually written and even recorded by Thomas Rhett. It's Dustin Lynch and Stars Like Confetti. Now, Thomas Rhett recorded it just with him and a guitar and never really felt it. He liked it, but when it come down to work on the latest album, he just couldn't find a spot for it. So he said, well, we can shop it around. And, well, they actually sent it to Dustin Lynch. Dustin was out on a boat partying with some buddies. They listened to it through his phone and instantly loved it. So now we've got him doing Stars Like Confetti. Pretty cool tune.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs around 69. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 41. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 76. 80 Friday. Another look at the short range. A high of 69 today. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 71 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Brought to you by Ag Country. Right now, 58.
Hello.
The sounds of summer.
Here comes summer.
Your finger licking, guitar picking, road tripping, summer fun, country station.
All summer.
98 Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew, thank God for giving me you.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. Well, let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short.
Didn't care about trying to change, no. I
Russell Dickerson, you know, he's got lots of forehead. He really does. He also has a cut on his hand. He recently cut his finger shotgunning a beer on stage. Maybe he should take some lessons from Luke Combs, because that man knows how to do it.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
But I love the fish. I spend all day out on this lake.
It's gonna be a red hot summer.
98 Q Country.
Thank you. spin. Sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Turning 64.